Shabbat Shalom. In 1931, the Austrian logician Kurt Gödel showed that in any system of reasoning, even the ability to do arithmetic, includes truths that cannot be proved. This dealt a blow to the mathematical and scientific communities that hope for a kind of completeness. What are the implications? Though we are always seeking literal truth, we know truth is more complicated than what can be deduced. Truths may depend on who is victorious at war. Truths may depend on what children learn from their parents. In science, truth is based on rational explanations and conjectures. When a better explanation comes along, a new truth replaces the old. Furthermore, many truths we care about cannot be explained by science or rationality. From the youngest of ages, we wonder about things we experience that we cannot fully articulate. Think about love. Think about death. Think about God. So while there is so much that we can explain through science and logic, our most poignant and even self-defining experiences, such as love, loss, and spiritual connection, have no precise measure. I have been thinking about truth. These past few weeks have been clouded with national conversations about alternative facts, fake news, lies, and deceit. And the lying takes place in so many ways. It's like reading the catalog of sins listed on Yom Kippur, and then seeing them in action. Lying knowingly and unknowingly. Lying by not bearing witness when we can. Lying by denying or casting aside another's truth. Do we all feel like going like this now? Over the past weeks and months, we have seen an uptick in anti-Semitism quite unlike anything most of us have experienced in recent memory. From swastikas being marked on subway station walls and trains and painted on children's jungle gyms at playgrounds, to incidents of Jewish people being told in person and over social media to go to the gas chamber, to the recent rash of bomb threats that were called in to over 30 Jewish institutions in our country. We are in a new time where such expressions of hate are emerging from the underbelly. In reaction to these acts, we have not seen large-scale condemnations. We have barely even seen acknowledgement of these acts of anti-Semitism that have occurred. They are simply swept over and cast aside, a truth denied through silent witnesses. A good decade ago, I saw a movie called The Jane Austen Book Club. It was not such a memorable movie overall, but a particularly disconcerting scene has stayed with me all of these years. A mother and a young daughter are speaking. The daughter complains that the mother never celebrated her birthday. The mother responds by making up an elaborate lie about the wonderful party she made for her daughter. "Don't you remember?" she asks her daughter, while weaving a tale about a beautiful party, told with such passion and such detail that the daughter starts to doubt her own truth. The daughter cried tears of confusion and deep hurt. Her mother was spinning pure fiction. She was out and out lying. This kind of deception, this kind of deep manipulation, is despicable. It dishonored what really happened. It strips away another person's experience and even sense of reality. We read in Leviticus 19:11, "Do not steal. Do not lie." Why are these two commandments put side by side? As novelist Khaled Hosseini famously wrote, "When you tell a lie, you steal someone's right to the truth. We find ourselves quite suddenly in a culture in which we need to constantly wade through deceit and dishonesty in our national conversation. And even though we understand that this kind of manipulation and dishonesty is not employed by most people, we find ourselves in a time when it's easier than ever to believe that those who don't agree with us are either misinformed, ignorant, or untrustworthy. It's amazing to me how we seem to have reduced ourselves into good guys and bad guys. We get caught up in us and them thinking, right, wrong, in, out, like caricatures in a dystopian plot. We define ourselves as not them. And so, in some areas of our lives, especially in politics, even our own versions of truth become far less nuanced. I'm right, you're wrong. I hold the truth, yours doesn't exist. We need to find a way back to each other. Judaism gives us the antidote to this. In this week's parasha, we read the Ten Commandments. The first two state, I am your God, and there shall be no other God but me. God is God of all, with no exclusions. If we share a God, then we share our basic humanity and our essence. We are not going to have any understanding or capacity to change our current situation if we just look out at those with whom we disagree and act as if they are all out of their minds. Judaism teaches us that no matter what we believe, we are obligated to act in certain ways. The Ten Commandments spell out precepts that express the highest ideals of humanity. Here are the rest of them. You shall not take God's name in vain. In other words, we need to keep what is sacred, sacred. Remember the Shabbat and keep it holy. Honor your mother and father. Do not murder. Do not commit sexual impropriety. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not lie against your neighbor. And do not covet. The truth of these commandments is only experienced when we live them. Without our commitment to them, they are just words. But these commandments are needed to live well together. May we return to them and integrate them over and over as the grounding of our lives. In these times of alternative facts and fake news, we have the Torah, which offers us a pathway for ethical and moral coexistence. The truth of this goes beyond what we can prove, but we recognize it in the beauty of our teachings, which offers us a path to a good life. This is the closest we can get to an eternal truth. Shabbat Shalom.